Do it.
Hey, Icky, bro, how you doing? I am Dan McDowell. This is Donovan.
Hey, Donovan. Nice to meet you, bro.
That is Bob.
Great.
Bob, all right.
Bob's
all
not
right.
your friend.
Not my friend.
Why am I not? I'm a great friend of
Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Icky Woods.
Hey. How you doing, folks?
We were hoping you weren't completely beaten by the time you got to us because throughout the morning we've heard like...
Woo! You heard that, huh?
We'll hear that over there, and then we hear it over here, and then we hear it over here, and like, man,
yes,
everybody's
sir.
Asking him to do that.
Everybody wants
is,
the cold cuss, baby.
He is...
Yes, sir.
Give How has your life changed, let's say, in the last...
Well, you know what? It has changed, but it has changed for the better. It's enabled me to get out and raise money, not only for the great cause with Rudolph Foods and Gridiron Greats, but also my son's foundation. You know, I do that 24/7. I lost him 4 years ago to asthma. Mm. So it's enabled us to get out and raise money for asthma research and organ donation and an educational piece that's to our foundation. But I'm here today with Rudolph Foods, raising money for the Gridiron Greats, which you know is
nice.
Mike Dicker's outfit, who helps former players in the 60s and 70s who really didn't make the million-dollar contracts, and it helped those guys get much-needed medical help and much-needed physical help for as far as getting surgeries and things like that. I'm fortunate enough to be walking today and being able to do that shuffle because of Gridiron Grace, because they got both my knees replaced for me.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and they did, you know, it was no cost to me at all, didn't cost me anything. They flew me out to Houston, got my knees done, flew my mom out as well to be there with me and take care of me, put us up for 2 weeks, flew us back to Cincinnati, and then after flew us back to Cincinnati, flew her also back to California. So she stayed with me a month then, and then they flew her back to California. And they've just been, you know, doing some great things. So I'm forever indebted to Gridiron Greats. And Gridiron Greats 4 years ago have teamed up with Rudolph Foods. And that's where we come up with the Pork Rind Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get out there. So if you get a chance, go to porkrinds.com. You get to throw them pork rinds to me, and I'll run and catch them for you. And it's a little game that's played, and you have an opportunity to win $3,500. So get on there. You can play the games as many times as you want to. And every time you play the game, it enters you into a drawing. So the more times you play it, the better chance you have to win that $3,500.
Sweet.
As far as I'm teaching my kids about you, and I don't know if you hear this a lot, that, you know, they love the commercial and everything,
yeah,
and
yeah,
they all yell, and I think we were watching the NBC version of the ball dropping in New York.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
They had the little man on there.
And
yeah,
when the ball hit the ground, a little Icky Woods popped on the screen, and and they loved,
man,
that was like their favorite part of.
You know what I heard about that? I didn't get to see it, but someone told me, one of my partners called me and said, "Hey, man, did you know you were on the little ball when it dropped down?" I was like, no, man, I didn't know I was on the ball. I said, well, a million people like, seen that then, yeah.
How weird that this, we were even talking about how it's odd that you have this this great height of fame with the Icky Shuffle.
Yeah.
But then they went away. But then a great height of fame resurgence.
Yeah.
And it's not for a terrible scandal
right.
that we found you
right,
in.
Right,
or,
right.
Congratulations.
He was picking up. He thought it was a girl, yeah, but it turns out she has boy parts. He was picking her up. We're not hearing about that.
Well,
so that's pretty awesome.
I'm definitely glad that wasn't me.
So in the search for teaching my kids that Icky Woods is not merely a guy who likes meat
right,
at the deli,
right.
He actually was a really good football player. That's why we even cared about the Icky Shuffle.
Right.
You can't, like Marshawn Lynch, we don't care about him if he's not a really good player.
Right.
You were a great player.
Yeah.
So we went to this, I found this NFL film thing on YouTube.
Okay.
A little 3.5 minute bit on the Icky Shuffle.
Okay.
Explaining what it was,
right.
Showing your, 16, 18 touchdowns
yeah.
as a rookie.
Was Darrell Waltrip in it?
15, yeah.
I don't know, but what was in it was, at the very end of it,
uh-huh.
the capper was, Paul Brown is at the podium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Paul Brown is as stoic as NFL right. greatness gets.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
George Halas, Paul Brown.
Right.
He's a founding father.
Right, for sure.
And he was your guy. He was
right.
your owner.
Yeah, he was my guy. Yeah.
And he was at a podium saying,
right.
I'm really not for this.
I'm really not
I don't
for it,
like
right.
the. I don't like. He wanted you like Jim Brown. Let's
right,
drop that
drop
ball,
ball
when you get in
right,
the end zone and
right.
act like you've been there before.
Right.
But he said, but I kind of like it. And then he got up and did the icky
yeah,
shuffle.
Yeah.
Like he's all 85 and.
Probably look just like said, you're doing
yeah,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he said, oh, anybody can do that dance. It's simple. And I was like, oh, okay, right.
That had to be
right,
a watershed
right.
moment in
oh,
your
yeah.
life to
but
have
I,
made
but,
Paul
but,
Brown,
right.
of all people.
But I tell you, I was actually sitting in my locker one day before the game, and Paul does like he does every game, walks through, and he comes up to me, and he said, Icky, he said, I'm going to tell you, son, personally, I don't care too much for that dance. He said, but my wife loves it, and you can do it anytime you get ready. I said, yeah, thanks, Mrs. Brown.
Now, do we attribute the whole touchdown celebration thing to you? Because I remember you having to go to the sidelines
yeah,
to do
yeah.
it.
I can't say you have to attribute that to me because I really didn't start it. My main man, Billy White Shoes Johnson,
okay, right,
was
yeah.
the one who really, really got it going. And he's a good friend of mine, man, and we talk about it all the time. And I tell him, I said, Billy, you know you the one started this, man. Everybody try to put that on me, but I gotta correct them and let them know Billy White Shoes is the ones who started it. But he's a great guy, man. And you know, and I think the thing that we were doing is just trying to have some fun. If you go back and look at all the tapes, I never did it away from home. I always did it at home.
Oh, really?
For the crowd, for our jungle crowd, and just to get our team, our jungle rocking and ready to rock and roll. So we had a lot of fun with it.
I just remember having to go to the sideline and it
yeah,
just
right.
I really hated it, but the cameras did find you though.
Yeah, they told me I couldn't do it in the end zone anymore, so we said we would take it to the sideline. But Jim Breach, who was our place kicker at the time, the first time I went to the sideline to do it, he came to me after that and he said, Icky, can you please wait till after I kick the PAT before you do this?
No one's paying attention to him.
Because once I started doing the shuffle, you know, it would get loud.
right.
The crowd would just start roaring. He was like, well, man, can you wait till after I kick the PAT? So I kind of slowed down. Once I scored the touchdown, I would run to the sideline real quick. So what I did is I slowed it down a little bit, gave him a chance to kick the ball, and by the time I got to the sideline, everybody was ready for it then. And once I started doing it, man, the crowd just went wild, you know.
Okay, this is Icky Woods with us, and two obvious questions that if you went away, someone would say, why didn't you guys ask him? But I guess I don't know the answer to. Why Icky?
Okay.
Why the best nickname of all time that no one's ever – I don't think anyone else has
nickname?
Ever had it.
Well, yeah, it is a nickname. My birth given name is Elbert, E-L-B-E-R-T, and my grandfather named me, and my mom didn't care too much for that name. So my older brother, I was one and he was two. He couldn't pronounce Elbert, so he used to call me E-E all the time.
Okay.
And so to make it easier for him – my mom started calling me Icky, and it's kind of ironic because we grew up Cokie and Icky. His name was Cokie, my name was Icky. And so we grew up that way, and that's still our names to this day, you know, Cokie and Icky. So
okay.
Everybody knows me as Icky, so like I said. And when I first really started liking the name is when it was probably my 10th grade year. I was in high school. And I'd rushed for 187 yards and had 3 touchdowns. And in the caption in the newspaper in big bold letter, Icky Woods goes crazy. And I was like, man, that's a heck of a name. I'm like, I like that. Yeah, we're going to use that all the time. So it's been with me since I was one, and it just stuck. So yeah.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. The second, of course, would be who choreographed, how'd you come up with it? At some point, there's a design and an idea.
Well, I was actually sitting at home. I flew my mom in for a game against the Cleveland Browns. And the first time I did it, I actually hopped up in the air and just put my hands in between my legs like that. And Ricky Dixon, who was our first-round draft choice that year, he was like, Woods, what was that? I was like, Rick, that was my celebration dance. He was like, man, that thing is whack, man. That thing is whack. I was like, Rick, what you mean it's whack, man? So what should I do? You think I ought to put some steps to it? He was like, yeah, if you ought to put some steps to it. So the whole week I was like, well, what can I do? I couldn't come up with nothing. And then 5 minutes before it was time to go out and get warmed up for the game, it just hit me. Rick was right in the locker next to me because we was lockered in numerical order. I was 29. He was 29. I was 30. I was like, Rick, check this out, bro. This is what I'm going to do when I score. I said, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to hop back 3 times and spike the ball. He's like, oh, Eggman, that's going to be live. And I tell everybody, you know, I was just fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. We were winning ball games. We made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If I was on the losing team, it would have never took off. So I was fortunate.
So Coach Weiss doesn't turn the corner and see you clowns practicing your touchdown dances before the game, what are you guys doing?
No, he didn't turn the corner. And, you know, I don't think Sam had a problem with it because I only did it when I scored touchdowns.
Right.
So I don't think anybody had a problem with it.
Because, I'm just talking about a coach before the game, yeah, you're practicing,
yeah,
your dance.
Because if I score, you know we're going to do the dance.
Yeah.
But if I score, that means we win, possibility to win the game.
That's, you know, true. And I didn't, yeah, mean to stop you down with Darrell, yeah, Waltrip earlier, but that was how you know you make it, is when,
yeah,
someone
is,
wins,
you
the
know,
Daytona
what?
500,
you know,
and they,
and
do the Icky Shuffle.
And when he did that, you know, I was like, wow. I was like, you know, the Daytona 500. Now, NASCAR people know me too. Hey, didn't Darrell do your dance? I was like, that was me. Yeah.
So you're in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
During the Sam Weich era, and
yeah,
I wanted
right.
to ask you about this. Why? We got the audio here. Let me see. I haven't pre-tested this, but this is Sam Weich. let's see why he said this.
Sees anybody throw anything on this field, point them out, and get them out of here. You don't live in Cleveland. Get out of Cleveland.
All right,
so I'm a kid that lived in Cleveland at the time, and our rivals were always the teams that, like, our rival was the Steelers, but it's because
right.
they always beat us. Our rival
right,
was
right.
the Bengals, and you guys always beat us.
Right.
And then we heard that and
right.
really hated Sam Weich for saying, you don't live in Cleveland, act like you.
Right,
you know.
Right. You know, because when we were in Cleveland, I'm telling
what
you,
is this from?
Every time we come to Cleveland, you guys would throw those 9-volt batteries at us.
Oh, come on.
And
that's small.
Then,
that's a small
yeah,
battery.
That's what I'm saying. They would throw it. They would, there you go. What's going on, boss?
Wow.
How you doing, boss? Good to see you.
Hey, Martell.
Yes, sir.
Marty B, how you doing, man? How's it going?
Good to see you, young man. Yeah, so, you know, hey, you know, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You're good.
I'm just saying.
So, not to bring the room down, but as a 22-year-old
yeah.
who scores 15 touchdowns, you're probably thinking you'll be doing this when you're 32.
I did.
And you know, then fourth, by the time you're in your second year,
yeah.
your injuries.
The injury, yeah.
By 25, you're out of the league.
25, I'm out of the league, yeah. And, you know, it was heartbreaking, but, you know, you gotta do what you got to do. At the time, I was married with 4 kids, and by the time I was released with the Bengals, and, I had to get out and start making a living.
Yeah.
So I did whatever I could do. I basically had to gift the gap, so I was able to go into sales and make a decent living in sales. You know, I've sold meat door to door. You know, I had to do everything I had to do to make sure my
sold
babies
meat?
Had to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I sold meat door to door. I sold cars. I did whatever it took to make sure my babies had clothes on their back and food in their mouth. And I really didn't care what anybody thought of me. So,
yeah.
You know, so as far as the somebody thinking bad on me or anything like that, it didn't matter to me because I didn't care.
Well, I just say that because people talk about running backs' life career spans, and
yeah.
And you know, even with DeMarco Murray down in Dallas as a
right.
free agent, hey, do you pay a running back for, you know, to a 5-year deal when he's 26?
Right.
Is that too, you know?
Understand.
And I almost wonder if you ever talk to young running backs about you know. Enjoy the moment
because
it's tough playing this position.
Yeah. Every time I talk to a young running back, you know, I tell them to do their thing, get as much as you can while you can.
Yeah.
because that running back position is short-lived. You know, you don't play it for a long time. You're lucky if you get, 6 to 8 years in as a running back.
Yeah.
So you got to get all you can get while you can.
So how'd Geico find you?
Sitting at home, just chilling and raising money for my baby's foundation. I was actually sitting at my computer, and Jeff Birding called me from the Bengals and said someone was trying to reach me, wanted to do a commercial. Do I want him to give them my number, or do I want him to give me their number? I said, well, why don't you do them both, give me their number, give them my number, and have them call me, and I didn't know if they... Well, I didn't know if it was for real or not, so I said, well, I'm not going to try to call them. I'll wait for them to call me. And a young lady named Suzanne from the Martin Agency called me and said, we wanted to know if you were interested in doing a commercial. And I was like, well, who are you trying to do a commercial with? And she was like, well, I can't tell you our client's name until you sign a gag order. And so I signed the order, and we got back on the phone, and she said the client was Geico. And I was like, Geico, okay. I said, yeah. Well, what's the premise behind the commercial? And she was like, well, we really don't know yet, but we know we want to use the shuffle. And so I said, okay, well, let's make it happen. Let's sit down, talk some numbers, and make it happen. And we did. And
did you underbid?
They flew me out to L.A., huh?
I hope you didn't underbid, because that thing's huge. Okay. All right, good.
Come on, boss.
Because that thing's huge, man.
It's really taken off. It's done some great things for us, and it's got me back in the limelight now. And so it's just a big circle. So we're back, and we're going to do some great things with my son's foundation, as well as Gridiron Greats and Rudolph Foods.
That's great, man. I was just telling these guys, I have a 10-year-old son who's bonkers about football.
Yeah,
bonkers. He doesn't know Eric Dickerson.
Right.
He doesn't know Walter Payton.
Right, right.
He
right.
knows Icky Woods.
Icky Woods.
And the fact that I am hanging out with Icky Woods is making his day.
Okay,
trust me.
Good.
Could I ask you to read our Wacky Radio liner for us, where you just kind of insert your name and, to do this. You're Icky Woods, right?
Yeah, I am Icky Woods. I never listened to the Bob or Dan show. Bob or Dan show on sports radio, 1310 The Ticket.
Boom.
Woo! Never listen to Dan and Bob show. Sports radio show, 1310 The Ticket, baby. Got to get it done.
Yes. Right, you're the man.
Appreciate
great.
It.
Great.
Very nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, all right.
All right, 1257 on The Ticket.